RDPF, and I'm walking around the site with Alf Nichols, who earlier this week did me a recording of his experiences.
I'll tell you one thing, I'd interrupt in a little bit. I never mentioned about the bicycle lamps had to be left at the gate.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they weren't allowed to take them in because of the batteries.
Oh, yes. Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. I think you could take a dynamo lamp in, couldn't you?
Ah, dynamo. And
a dynamo, yes.
And that was a chemical store, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. That's like Charlie Carrington, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Hmm.
See, the old memory's still...
Yes. Hmm. Then it was George Sewell who was in there with the electronics before that, wasn't
he? I only remember Carrington in there.
Oh, yeah.
He was a so-and-so. He was a so-and-so. Hey?
Oh, old Charlie, yeah. I think he had to be to keep tabs on some of that stuff.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. He was the same when he was on the CE.
Oh, yes. Hmm. This here, you know, Queensmead, what we're looking at now, that's all been dug out to about a metre deep and taken away, and they've recently filled it in again up to its original level.
These were all labs, weren't they?
Yes, they were all labs, as you can see, in pretty sorry state now. They are sadly in need of...
And they were labs over there. That was the West Ames, sir.
These were originally incorporating houses, weren't they?
Oh, they were originally, yes.
Do you remember there used to be a railway and a concrete traverse along there?
And who was over there?
I don't know.
I know. I can see his... I know him.
Yes, oh well. There's our main lab where I started in 39. Yeah. That's,
because we used to have to take the NG samples down there.
Oh, you did from the... because you worked on the hill, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember those little lead bottles?
Yes.
I remember I was in the heat test room one day and we couldn't believe it, somebody dropped one.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, oh God, you know, and it spilled out on the floor and got it cleaned up. But you know, it's lucky it wasn't too sensitive, else we wouldn't be here, or I wouldn't be here today.
There was a lot of fuss made about certain things, but there was nothing dangerous about them. It's,
yeah.
When you see what we used to do, that's process work.
Because they had to be strict, so somebody didn't take too many liberties, didn't they? Well, those who didn't understand it wouldn't know.
We were all experienced people. The new ones never started coming in till after we got in, if you could understand that.
What year would that be? In the late 30s, just before the war?
Yes, see, I was in 35. Well, I went in with all the old ones. I was one of the few new ones that went up on the hill.
Hmm.
And then they gradually opened the gun cotton stoves, and they were, someone were picked out to go on the hill.
Oh yeah.
Who was in that lab over there?
Was old Cheacock in there? I got no idea.
No. He was. Was in there. Sure, I can see him.
What building number is that? I can't see from here. Oh. So you see
Jim Ward was in there.
Jim Ward?
Yeah. Who was the C&G chemist in charge in there?
Hmm. trespassing L157. That's where I started back the second time, the next one up.
Oh, yes.
L153.
Who was in
with
there?
Freeman. Freeman was in this end, and then I think Vernon was there as well. John Vernon, I don't know if you remember him.
Some of them were snobs, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Vernon was.
Yeah, he's a very pleasant chap, actually, he turned out. Yes. Yeah.
But he hadn't been used to mixing with the serfs.
No, that's right. No, he's obviously sort of, you know, what we used to call middle class. That's L155, the one we look across the river here.
Yes.
And you can't remember who was in there.
These
buildings are not as nice looking as the old brick ones, are they? These look a bit... Were these built before the war?
Yes, over there when I was here.
Oh, yeah. That's 157 and 155. No, 155. 155. Can't see the other one.
Jim Moore thought he was... Oh, what's name? Probably nearly come to me then. He lived at the cross, I think.
Oh, yes. If you look, Alf, we're by the canal here. Look, if you look in the water here, you can see a couple of old sunken boats. There's the trail one there. They found those in the farther down there in the mill stream, and as they were in the way of the development of the houses, they brought them along here and left them. They are sunken, but the idea is they won't rot anymore if they're left completely immersed. There's no superstructure left, as you can see all the housing's gone, but you can just see the ribs and under the water there. If you like, look at the moss growing in that gutter over there, bright green. That's in, that's Whitbread's old building with the water tower. The hydraulic tower, that's a lovely brickwork.
He was another one.
Oh, yes.
He was all right, though. Yeah.
I
always got on all right with him.
Yeah.
I always remember he brought up some piece of explosive about that size.
Half a brick.
And he come rushing up one day. How have you got on with that piece? Oh, I said, there it is. Well, I said, see the ash. It was all right then, he said. But he was interested and wanted to know that I hadn't blown myself up.
He followed the job through, wouldn't he? Yes.
I said, oh, yes, that's all right, Mr. Whitbread.
Yeah.
Good, good, he said. I said, you won't even see the ash there.
Oh, I always remember from the old days, he'd say, well, how long is this going to take you? And you say, well, it should be finished about 3:30. He'd be along on the dot.
Yeah.
Right, where's the results? Where some didn't even bother, you know, you didn't...
Then another time, old Griff, I always remember him. I never trusted old Griff.
Yeah.
I didn't. He was... I had some stuff out on the... Fortunately, if it had been graver, I wouldn't have burned it separately.
Yeah.
I'd have put it in there because we wanted to
burn... Oh, this is at the burning ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a bin up there. And anything we wanted to burn quickly, we put it in the bin.
Yeah.
And... well, this bit of explosive stuff, Griff come up. You got rid of that stuff, Alf? Yes, Mr. Griffiths. I expect you put it in the bin. I said, well, you're wrong. I said, look, there's the ash out on the burning ground. I said, I don't do things like that. Good God. If we only knew.
Some of the non-explosive waste that was burnt, didn't you used to burn that up under an old shaft in the acid factory?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Cyanide we used to burn.
Oh, yes.
That's another thing. We had, there were eggs. Mm. And I often wished I'd have brought one home. Mm. I'd have made use of that.
There's a few you could do.
they were just like eggs.
Yes.
Mm. So,
Coal
was an old fritty. Oh, they got a terrific draft on there, of course.
Oh, yes, once you got it, yes.
So, I had this cyanide, and they said to me, "What shall we do with this, Alf?" I said, "I'll throw it in the shaft." "That'll be all right," cost it more. And the wind was blowing down the long walk, so Cole came up. He said, "That cyanide," I said, "oh, that's gone." So I said, "Did you see anybody dead up the long walk?" "Did you say?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Only the fumes went all down that way." He got so, "Oh no, I never saw anybody." "Oh," I said, "well, it's all right then."
Oh, no.
Of course, hey, Graham wouldn't care. The bird had been dead anyway.
Oh,
I mean,
no, yes.
That's one thing with Graham. Although it wasn't, perhaps, he left me. Well, I remember the director.
Which one was that? Johnson? Not in the. Oh, this would be in those. Not would be that one, would it?
No. I was there, and the Save Johnson, and he's, "Who is this man?" Graham said, "He's my star man." He said, "I rely on him. He's very good," he said. "Mm. Oh yes, I'll note that." Well, of course he did. I was forgotten as soon as he left me.
You were gone.
Yeah, of course I was. Yeah. He didn't mean a thing to him.
No.
But Graham would give you credit, because he knew that what I'd done, it would be done.
Yes.
And
I recall that, you know, if we wanted any services in the lab, you know, you were the one to get on the ball.
Whereas Cole would footer about. Yeah. "Have you done that, Cole?" "Oh, no, I've got that to do." "Well, get it done." "Oh dear, I'm going to jump in the river."
Oh yes, the old life belt. Yes. Look at the state of these places. Look there. Windows falling out. Broken.
There's not much. It's no different other than they're not alive.
The ghosts. It's no, it's a sad sight, some of it. It's
interesting, though.
Yes. Memories come flooding back, don't they? And it's, this is the first time you've been here for...
Oh, I haven't been in here since I left.
Haven't you? That'd be no. 74, yeah.
Yeah. I said I'd never come back.
Oh, yes, oh, well.
But,
We all sort of...
But I'm at a stage now when I want something to interest me.
That's right, yes.
And think about.
Yeah.
I mean, you wanted that report. What it made me think.
Hmm.
And then I thought this morning, I never mentioned about the bicycle lamps.
Yeah.
But they're all things that
they come back
were important.
Yes. They're just coming up to the temperature recorder.
Yeah, so
now. See the Half Moon Bridge there, Susie?
Yeah.
Yeah. They...
I went in the Gun Cotton once, smoking a cigarette.
What, in the...
In the factory.
Yes.
Went through the gate. God, put off.
Oh, this would be on the south side, the Gun Cotton side.
Yeah. God, blimey, I dropped it. Stamped my foot on it. Good God, if I'd have got caught, I'd have got the sack. Oh,
yeah, and possibly, summoned. You know, could have been taken into court and that, but you never know what you're going to get if you're caught with the keys of ignition. Bags and things.
But it is interesting.
Yes, it's lovely. Pity the sun's not shining, but there you can't have everything. But look at that little building there, magazine. Look at the trees going out the roof now. The sycamores have done terrible damage. They've cut a lot of them down, but they're still...
Well, I can see that. I can't think of that scene. So he was in Jim Ladd.
Jim Ladd?
In Jim Ward's.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, if I leave you on this bridge, I'll go back and get the motor.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a little jaunt up and have a look at towards Top End, shall
All we? Right, then. Yes.
Oh, no, so I'll leave you for a little while.
Now, if I...
You wait by the bridge here.
Yes, well, if I happen to dive in, don't forget to bring that life
belt. Oh, yes, we saw a life belt on the way up. Okay, I'll see you later. Well, I bet you had a few thoughts then when you were standing on the bridge, didn't you?
I'm in a bit of a state. I was looking for a clean lavatory.
Oh, yes. A clean one. Yeah, what make it dirty?
Well, it's clean and dirty, Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. You're in dirty clothing, you've got to remember. So
yes, I know.
Well,
but I had to go in a clean one.
Do you want to do a wee wee?
Just there.
Oh, that's the idea. Yes, yes. You help the river along. Right. Well, we'll.
I thought you was coming that way, but I.
Oh, yeah. No, I could have. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay, let's. I don't know if we can.
I don't know why I bought this stick.
Well.
I'm walking without it now.
Let's see now.
Put that somewhere.
Right, I'm that.
I was looking at the cuts. How clean they were.
What, the
cuts?
Yes.
Are they dredged or...?
Well, they have been dredged and scooped out a bit, I think, but lots have been filled in. They're that's it.
Oh.
Bit of a stretch there's not much room to get in.
Thank you.
Right.
Friend of mine, if I don't put my seatbelt on.
No, of course not. Because they've had the lorries last year, when the squad win and it's broken the boats up badly.
This is old Pierce's cottage up here.
Yes, that
Vandals got in and set that alight.
Did they?
Yes. What's it called? The Water Warden's Cottage. Didn't George Savile live in there once?
No, not to my knowledge.
Oh, no.
He might well have done, because I... Pearson was the Water Warden then, wasn't he?
Yes.
And old Billy Hull's father.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Do you remember him?
No, I don't remember him, no.
No, he used to wear a cap with a pink at the front and the back.
Oh, a danger building cap?
Probably one of these, like, gunkeeper's caps.
Oh, yes, no, no. Right, we were by the old gun cotton, gunpowder press now with the water wall. Shall we go have a look at that? I don't know if it was ever, I never saw it working, but if it was working during the war, of course, I didn't get over
here. See, I wasn't here during the war.
No, well, I was, but we weren't allowed to go anywhere. You know, being wartime conditions, we were kept in the lab, and unless we were accompanied by one of the, you know, I was taken on by one of the shift chemists, one of the plant chemists, once or twice, but I never got over to this this old mill here. It was a not a mill, a press. The press, there's the water wheel, worked pressing in there.
Yes,
and then
press.
As you get farther around, you can see the old press. If you go along here a little way, and you'll see a bit more.
Well, now you're talking.
All in front here was a big lake. This was the high level, the mill head, and it went through that wheel there. See the press coming into view?
Yes.
Not very easy to walk on some of these stones. I suppose this road was here. It looks a bit built up. Yeah, I suppose this road we're standing on was not being put in by the...
Well, where was the road to Pearson's Cottage then?
It turned off just before we got round that corner there. See that fence there?
Went up there. By the
That's like that, you know, sadly, that somebody got in and set fire to that. But you can see the... Do you remember the building, this water wheel? Perhaps you never got over this.
No. Oh, I got everywhere on.
Yeah. It might have been overgrown then. It had. I'm not sure when it was last run. No.
Oh, I don't remember it.
It's a complete wreck because it's been burnt out and all that, you know. There. But you see the wheel here.
How do you go on in the winter time? You don't come here then, do you?
We haven't, no. It's only since the...
Of course, there's no heat anywhere, is there?
There is heat in the offices, yeah.
Where? In the old offices?
No, not in the little ones. In the lecture theatre, as we call it. The new building there, that's got heat on it.
Oh, yeah.
And toilets and everything.
Oh.
See, there's the... Now this the level of water was here was up to roughly where you can see that line around the brickwork.
I don't remember that working.
No, I never saw it at all when it was there.
No, I'm certain that wasn't working when I was here.
No. I think it's only got into this condition since it was burnt out, the corrugated iron falling off and.
No, that wasn't work. I'm positive.
Yeah, this now is one of their prize exhibits. It's the only buildings got any machinery in it at all. A wheel and some cranks. The pumps have gone, but the press is.
What they're going to do with this area ultimately? Build on it, or?
Well, many a true word, possibly.
one gets a bit cynical because it's been going on now for, I guess, 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And you can see how much has been done in the way of turning it into a museum. Lack of money seems to be one of the factors, but...
And I spread the government not prepared to pay the money, are they, or...?
No, well, there has been money put in as a sort of float by the Ministry of Defence and English Heritage, I think, have done it. But it's all sort of pie in the sky. Nobody seems to be able to sort of touch these funds. It's, I don't understand it. There's a
I mean, it'd be a hell of a job to clear this area.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's more than they can cope with because the sycamores are coming up. They've chopped down lots of sycamores, but they're coming up like weeds everywhere. If something's not done, I mean, you can see them all along here. They're, it's.
Oh, yeah, I mean, God, it'd take them years to clear.
Yes, yeah. It's, well, shall we go on a bit further to the acid factory? That's up near,
Is it far? You driving
I'll
up?
I drive up there,
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I've had enough walking almost.
Yeah, if you don't want to. There, we'll have a look at the acid factory and then I think we'll make,
Tracks.
Make tracks, yeah.
I think I've done well.
You have. It's be something to think about. That was their burning ground in the later days, just over there.
See, the burning ground was the other side of the river, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
When I was here.
Yeah, so they moved it down to this place. They have filled in a lot of... See, there used to be... I think this has been filled in here because there's a pipe there.
Yeah.
The cup used to come down there, right across to here. There might have been a bit of a bridge here.
See, there are no buildings.
Yes, with the plastic lean-tos on them. L101. L175, that looks like an air raid shelter, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, what was it? You've got a little note here for some extra. You remember. Would you like to read it out to us?
So at the beginning.
Yeah.
Father Two recording admitted several important points. On arriving at the factory gates, you were served. Proceeding to the shifting rooms, as they were called, you changed into your danger building clothes, carrying your felt shoes. You then walked to the building in which you worked, no deviating from the normal route. On entering the building, you could be searched by the charge hand. Once at your workplace, if you wanted to go to the loo, you had to ask permission and the charge hand would give it and then search you on your return. The reason for this that you should have been for this that should there have been an accident in the building whilst you were out, all workers could be accounted for. At meal times you proceeded in an orderly way to the canteen, and when the 30 minutes was up, the person in charge, he would not tell you to get out. So back to your building you would go. Allowing time was allowed for changing. One was not allowed to wander apart from normal routes. where, as it one was not allowed to transfer from the south to the north side. Same procedure, first as you enter the main gate, then again on the bridge that indicated what you were in the explosive area. Arriving at the engine area, you were going, given the closed would, oh, you, given the, you would be wear in the air, oh, which were flannel shirt and vest and army grey socks. The same procedure as south side, no wandering from the normal route. Before going to the danger building, you formed a ring outside the AF's office where you were going, sirs. The transport was a boat which was pulled and mentioned in my recording.